The ring didn't surface again until Marta was at home putting her overalls in the washing machine. It fell out of the pocket and landed with a ding on the floor. She found a small velvet-covered box for the ring and put it in her handbag, resolving to take it back to the hotel the following day. She slept badly that night, her mind crowded with dreams of her old life in Poland. In the morning, she realized she was ill with a fever. It was a rare thing for Marta to take time off work, but she had no choice. She phoned in sick and went back to bed. The following day, she felt well enough to sit in the armchair with her laptop. On it, she researched the ring. She found several similar examples. It was something called a memento mori, probably dating to the early 19th century. The skull, a grim reminder to the wearer that life was finite. She shivered a little, though the fever had passed, and fetched the ring. One of the gems was loose in its eye socket. The skull grinned up at her, the yellow gold worn and scratched. Had it slipped off the finger of the sleeper in that perfectly made bed? She should have handed in the ring on the day she found it. If she gave it to her supervisor now, questions would be asked. Her researches had...